Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second, the right fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Sievers tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLish bunts towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hankins. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Minoso moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a line drive towards third. Esposito reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Bill Tuttle. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Leo Posada pinch runs for Luke Klimchuk. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Posada moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Frank Bauman now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.